This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
Good Saturday morning. It is me. It is my wife.
Good morning, everyone.
And Jaden.
Hey, hey.
All right, so all three of us are here, ready to go this Saturday morning. And I thought I'd start with something that really pumps. And nothing pumps like the Eagles. This is the voice of Eagles guitarist Joe Walsh.
I had this lick that I played that I would warm up for a show with.
Okay.
And it's a coordination exercise between your right and left hand. And it's this.
Yes.
And I used to do that. And get
just to warm
go
up.
Go faster and faster. And now, because that's really. Yeah.
So you.
I was just playing, warming up for the show, and Glenn comes busting in my dressing room and says, "What the hell's that?"
I love it, yes.
And I said, "I don't know. It's just this lick I warm up with." He said, "That's an Eagle song, dude."
We'll be right back.
Saturday mornings with Jamie Dunn. 98.9 FM for the best country. With thanks to Seats R Us. Good morning, Australia.
Yes, no matter where you are in Australia, we're coming to you from Brisbane, which is why we talk so slow, eh, but it's me, Jamie, my wife.
Marie, that's me.
I had forgotten there's been so many. and Jaden, our panel op.
And that's me.
Yes. Now, I went to a funeral this week.
Me too.
And my wife came with me. Thank you, darling.
You're welcome.
But see, it's unnerving because my friend from school, Rod Fry, who I played football with, he was the athletics champion. I was the swimming champion. We both ballooned up to some horrendous weight. And Rod passed away a couple of weeks ago, and his funeral was, yesterday. And, I don't know. It's just like death is a part of life, isn't it?
That's true, yes.
Like there's no one that I know, not even Jesus or Jesus, as he's known, comes back and survives.
No, we're not getting out of here alive.
No, exactly. We're all going to end up in the box.
Yeah, but going to a funeral.
For a classmate and a friend was a little bit, when we were sitting there and they were going through Rod's life, you could have, and he had issues with his kidneys and he
I was thanking all the hospital staff, like from the renal unit and the cardiac unit.
Exactly. I'm sitting there thinking you could just replace Rod's name with mine.
Yeah, pretty much.
Jamie.
Yeah.
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 That's my name, by the way.
Let that be a lesson to you, Jamie.
It wasn't confronting. I mean, there was a lot of people there that were like John Newcomb and people that I used to knock around with at school.
Mm.
And here we are, in our 70s.
Yes.
And people have fallen off the perch.
It happens. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So it was quite, sobering.
Yeah.
And in a moment of weakness, I have sent a message to my brothers saying, let's have lunch.
Oh, wow. You were in a reflective mood, weren't you?
I must have been.
Yeah.
Because right now, I'm regretting that decision.
stranger. My face you never see no more. But there is one promise that is given. I'll meet you on God's golden shore.
Join all the fun and frivolity with thanks to Seats R Us. On Saturday mornings with Jamie Dunn.
Top of the morning to you, and thank you very much for listening no matter where, where you are.
Is that a Porky Pig?
Yes, it was. The other one I like is Elmer Fudd when he goes, you know, it's wabbit season. And he does a little laugh.
I do too.
All right, now the lovely Jean and Frank are slowly building their new house. Remember last week we spoke to Jean and she was so happy with her barn.
Yeah.
That she could live there.
I know.
It's beautiful. Yeah. Her barn is beautiful. It's got three roller doors and she's just really excited. And Frank is 91.
Yeah.
And she was having a bit of a whinge about him bringing his junk into the barn.
Don't mess up my new barn.
But she sent us a card last week and we just loved it. And it was, you know, dear Jamie, Marie, Jaden, enjoying your mornings on air. Thank you for bringing joy to our life. I bring joy to people's life. but she sent us a list of her favourite. She said she likes beautiful music. And she sent in a list of ballads.
Yes, I have it right here.
That she likes, and we're going to play one for you, Jean. Turn it up and look at Frank, and then ever so gently run towards each other in slow motion. This is Shane Howard. Your choice, Till the Rivers Run Dry.
Get in the way. waters roll down to the sea. And each new day brings brand new wonder and a hunger just to be.
Thank you very much for listening, and this is where we have a bit of a chat, and thanks to Seats R Us too. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be on air, and no matter where you are in Australia, they can give a seat to you virtually overnight.
Station sponsor.
Bus street, bus.
Sorry, I threw you then. Sorry,
you did,
darling.
Yeah.
Take it back. Sorry.
Truck seat, bus seat, tractor seat, marine seat, you name it. They can do it. Thank you, Seats R Us. Now, I wanted to tell you, years ago I worked in Darwin and as Agro, and I got up there with Jill, and Agro was pretty popular even in Darwin.
Yeah.
And Darwin didn't get much entertainment back in them days.
I could imagine.
Yeah. So I arrive, and Ian and his wife, he was a, I think he worked with the council up there, and he promoted things for Darwin. He's a lovely man. But anyway, I went out to dinner with him. He said, oh, I'm looking forward to tomorrow. You're in the mall. And the mall was right, and it probably still is, in the centre of Darwin, you know.
Yeah.
Big open air thing.
Yeah.
And I said, well, he said, I've taken some television advertising. I said, well, how long has it been on? He said, a month. I said, you've advertised an Agro show for a month?
Oh, wow.
I said, you'll need security.
Security.
And he laughed. He went, he thought I was making a joke. And I'm telling you, the show was at 11.
Yeah.
I got to the mall at 8 for a stroll up the mall.
3 hours early.
And they were sitting down in front of the stage waiting.
Oh, wow.
It was, and come 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It was like the Beatles had reformed.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
how
wonderful. I remember sitting in the box trying to, you know, I was in the box open air in Darwin.
Yeah.
The sweat was just pouring off my brow into my eyes. I was blind.
Mm.
And I think that was Agro's first words to the Darwin people. I'm blind! You hear me? Blind! Last night I brushed my teeth with a lobster. Oh, well. The only other thing I got from Darwin was we were staying at the Sheraton Hotel, and this could well be an urban myth.
Right, okay.
But the one of the workers at the Sheraton Hotel up there told me that a female Australian singing star had swam in the pool. And they had put in the pool a dye that when you wee in the pool, it turns purple.
True. Well, he said that. Really? No, they wouldn't do that, would they?
Yes. They'd put a dye in the pool, and when you wee in the pool, it goes purple around you.
I mean, I have heard of such a thing. But
Yeah. And she...
So he's accusing this singer?
He knows. It happened.
Okay.
Yeah. She was all of a sudden... How embarrassing. You're in the middle of the pool surrounded by
You look like squidish ink and...
Yeah.
Would you be embarrassed, Jamie?
No. I've peed in pools all my life. In fact, I've peed in buses. There you go.
She wants everything she wants. I see she gets. That's my daughter in the water. Everything she owns, I bought her. Everything she owns. That's my daughter in the water. Everything she knows, I taught her. Everything she knows. Everything I say, she takes to heart. Everything she takes, she takes apart. That's my daughter in the water. Every time she fell, I caught her. Every time she fell. And that's my daughter in the water. I lost every time I fought her. Yeah, I lost every time. Strike somebody blind. Everything she thinks blows her tiny mind. That's my daughter in the water. Who'd have ever thought her? Who'd have ever thought?
Australia, it's Saturday mornings with Jamie Dunn. And now, here he is, Jamie Dunn.
Thank you very much, Dan the Man from Rockhampton. Did you recognise his voice?
Yes, I did.
That is Dan the Man. I've known him for 20-something years.
Really?
He was a listener at B105, and now we are friends. And we were in Toowoomba a week or so ago. He flew down from Rockhampton, and we drove to Toowoomba. We were on the road, got the band back together.
Oh, road
so
trip.
Let us call Dan the Man from Rockhampton.
Hello!
Hello, Dan the Man.
Oh, hello, Jamie Dunn. Hello, Marie Dunn.
Hello.
Jaden.
Jaden.
Hello.
What a weekend.
What are you doing? Yeah, I just said we were in Toowoomba, you and me.
Oh, mate, skipping down the street, holding hands, going for lunch. It was amazing. I know it's been a week, but I'm still on a high.
Yeah, yeah, it was good, was good. And I didn't stay in Toowoomba that night. I came back to my wife. Because she refused to go. But I did go over to where you were staying. And yeah. The reason I decided to come back was there was just one king-size bed.
Oh, cozy.
Well, I was going to try and get a room with two beds if you wanted to. And you said, no.
Just top and tail.
Well, it wouldn't exactly. Worry. It wouldn't worry me, dude. You know
no,
that.
I know. Wouldn't have worried me either. But after what we had for lunch,
So what's happening in Rockhampton as we speak?
Well, I'm just getting ready for we've got a golf day tomorrow for our hockey club. So I'm just getting some stuff that I'm going to put just get some sausages and a meat tray and pick up a few bits and pieces, but that's about it. Today I'm trying to have a bit of a rest.
Is there a bit of wind by the sound of it in North Queensland?
Yeah, there's just a little bit of wind. The cyclone is, you know, still hovering.
Yeah. Tell me, why does a hockey club play golf?
Oh, it's just a social event. We're trying to get everyone together to kick off the season, have a bit of a get-together and a couple of rugs, lemonade, and yeah, just raise a couple of bob for the club before we start the season.
Well, we spoke to Kimmy at the Imbel Garage.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
And she has made a major mistake with her kids. She's signed them up for hockey.
Yeah.
Let me see. Gympie is about half hour plus away from Imbel. And she found out that they're in different teams and the hockey team actually practices and she's got to take them to practice.
So twice a week.
No.
In Gympie.
Two evenings a week and then back to play Saturday. Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, kids. The club shut down and we can't get on anymore.
Oh, yeah. You're a really good liar. but, you know, you must feel for parents, because you do the hockey thing, right? And I did the baseball thing with my kids. You did netball?
Yep.
And when I took my kids to baseball, they allocated things for the parents to do.
Exactly.
I ended up a scorer.
I was scorer for the netball.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the netball teams as well, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I end up being tech bench for the boys' teams because I'm there anyway. They go, oh, I need someone to sit on the thing and basically do the scoring. So it's like, sure, I'm here. I might as well sit over here and do it. And Bridget's the secretary of the club.
For any parents out there with young kids, avoid cricket because if your son's really good, you'll be there all day in the sun.
Yeah. I thought netball was good because we all went to the same netball courts. They might have been at different times, but I always felt sorry for the people who played soccer because they had to drive all over the coast.
I know. And the worst thing to put your kids into is dance.
Don't put them
into dance, matey. Luckily, you got a couple of young boys. You got Alf and who's the other one?
Henry.
Alf and Henry. Yeah.
Although the boys are in big demand in the dance groups.
Yeah, they are.
They could have been on Holy Moly with the girls that were in the green room with us, Jamie.
Yes.
6, 7, 8.
Oh, you can talk. Yeah, yes. It was hard to figure which green room you were in.
I was doing the high step. I think it was the step I was doing.
I'm going to tell the story now. You bugger.
Oh, no.
Dan came down while I was doing Holy Moly. They set me up when the wall comes around and you surprise the contestant with who's going to be the distractor. And for me to do it, I had to climb in a box in the darkness. And just before I started, they said, the script's changed. Here's the new script. But if you're a puppet, I've got one arm in the air. And then I had to try and what I do is I tape the pages of the script in front of me so that I've got a guide. And I turned around and said to my good friend,
who was supposed to be assisting you.
Yeah, yeah. He had an attack of needing to go to the loo. And he was... His bum cheeks were so tight.
Yeah.
Running up the hill.
Oh.
He, you were so desperate, he ran into the ladies. Didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
And I was in the darkness. I was in the darkness trying to tape this script in the aggro box with my forehead. Oh, man.
I didn't know it was the ladies, and I came out, and there's a cleaner there, and she said, hello, and I said, hi, and she said, you know, you're in the ladies' toilet, and I said, I really didn't care where I was.
Yeah, oh, my Lord, and when I did quiz him about it, I came out, you know, like people said to me, oh, you weren't very good on Holy Molly. I said, there's a reason for that. And that reason is Dan from Rockhampton.
Oh.
I was bagging him, and he turned to me and he said, you get what you pay for.
There was a redback on the toilet seat when I was there last night. I didn't see him in the dark, but boy, I felt his bite. I jumped high up into the air, and when I hit the ground, crafty redback spider wasn't nowhere to be found. I rushed into the missus, told her just where I'd been bit. She grabbed a cutthroat razor blade and I nearly took a fit. I said, just forget what's on your mind and call a doctor, please. 'Cause I've got a feeling that your cure is worse than the disease. There was a redback on the toilet seat when I was there last night. I didn't see him in the dark, but boy, I felt his bite. And now I'm here in hospital, a sad and sorry plight. And I cursed the redback spider on the toilet seat last night. And I don't know what to do. And all the nurses think it's funny, but that's not my point of view. I tell you it's embarrassing, and that's to say the least, that I'm too sick to eat a bite while that spider had a feast. And when I get back home again, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll make that redback suffer for the pain I'm going through. I've had so many that I'm looking like a sieve, and I promise you that spider hasn't very long to live. There was a redback on the toilet seat when I was there last night. I didn't see him in the dark, but boy, I felt his bite. And now I'm here in hospital, a sad and sorry plight, and I cursed the redback spider on the toilet seat last night.
End off right by listening to Saturday with Jamie Dunn.
Grab your coat and get your hat and leave your worries on the doorstep.
It's Saturday mornings with Jamie Dunn.
Yes, it's me, Jamie Dore, and my wife, Marie Dore.
That's me.
And our pretend son, Jay Dore.
No, we've renamed him.
Jamie Jr.
Yeah.
Yes. So we'll just call him Jr. from now on.
Well, I bet
Jamie
your mum's proud. Your mum will be so proud. Anyway, did you see a few weeks ago down the coast there was this, you know, moron that stole a woman's handbag, a grandma's handbag.
Yeah, I saw the CCTV footage of
the what? What did you see?
CCTV.
The CCVT, you know, from OS in LA. Okay. In the USA. What? Anyway, the grandmother, her handbag was stolen, and the CCTV footage.
It's not that easy, is it?
No, no, it's not. And she ran him down.
Yes.
And yes, he stole it and ran away. Mm. And this grandmother sprints after him.
Yep.
And just as he turned the corner to go into the car park with her handbag, we figured
that his downfall was the fact that he was wearing thongs.
Yeah.
Why would you?
He had a double plugger blowout in the chicane.
So funny.
Yeah, and she got him.
She did.
And she wrestled him to the ground.
Yes, she did.
And he went down. He went down like a bucket of.
Yeah, she got him good, didn't she?
Oh, she did.
She was like a professional. She used his weight against him.
It was great.
Oh, like full on martial arts sort of.
No, she just, the way she grabbed him and turned. Sorry, hit the mic. Right. I was acting it out for Jaden.
With the thump as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he went down, didn't
he? Yeah, he did.
Wow.
And, you know, it could have been worse. You know, there's nothing worse than a double plugger, like having a blowout on a corner.
Yes, exactly.
Particularly if you're running away from an angry grandmother with a pension card.
Yes, true.
The only thing that is worse and could have been worse, had she got close enough to step on the back of his thong.
Because
when people stand on the back of your thong, you stop.
You keep saying you got something for me, something you call love, but confessed you've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing, and you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. Are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn your radio back on, comes this.
Hi, it's Dwayne here, and I listen to the best country as Jamie and Dunn. Oh, sorry.
Coming to you right the way round Australia, it's Saturday mornings with Jamie Dunn. It's nice. It's unusual. It's different.
It's different, all right. Thanks for listening, though. I really appreciate that. The three of us are here. Me, Jamie, her, Marie.
Good morning, everyone.
Him, Jamie Jr. or Jaden.
Mm-hmm.
Junior. Yeah, hello.
Thank you for responding. I could put a tile ad in the gap it took you to answer.
I mean, I just saw you staring at me like, yeah. Come on.
Give us something.
Don't get frightened. Don't get frightened.
It's okay, Jamie Jr.
Now, I wanted to just bring to your attention that there is a, you know when you see signs that, you know, oh, you look at them and go, that's not right.
Yeah.
Yeah, like on the side of a car or, mm-hmm. you know, on a shop.
Yes.
In Maroochydore, there is a sex shop on the corner. I think it's Sugar Road where you go yeah. past.
Yes, it is.
You go past Sunshine Sugar Plaza Road. And then you turn right.
Yeah, Sugar Road and the other one.
Yeah, yeah.
Aerodrome Road.
That's right. Yeah. There's a sex shop on the corner there. Mm-hmm. And there's a big sign at the front that says entrance in rear.
Oh.
And I drove past it and went, really?
Plowing these fields in the hot summer sun. Over by the gate, Lordy, here she comes with a basket full of chicken and a big cold jug of sweet tea. I make a little room and she climbs on up. I open up a throttle and stir a little dust. Just look at her face, she ain't a fool of me. She thinks my tractor's sexy, it really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the wind pulling while we're tilling up a land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. Thinks my tractor's sexy. We ride back and forth till we run out of light. Take it to the barn, put it up for the night. Climb up in the loft, sit and talk with the radio on. She says she's got a dream and I ask what it is. She wants a little farm and a yard full of kids. And one more teeny weeny ride before I take her home. She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. My tractor's sexy. Well, she ain't into cars or pickup trucks, but if it runs like a deer, man, her eyes light up. She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up her land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. She thinks my tractor's sexy. She thinks my tractor's sexy.
Australia, thanks to the National Indigenous Radio Service. It's Saturday mornings with Jamie Dunn.
People say that I'm vindictive, that I hold a grudge, and that you shouldn't because it shortens your life.
Really?
But I can guarantee you, it feels fantastic holding grudges. I love holding grudges.
And keeps you going, doesn't it?
Yes, mm. It does. I love getting even.
Mm.
And I love getting even when the person that you're getting even with doesn't know you've got even.
Oh, really?
Oh, I've done it. I've done it several times. In fact, I do remember a million years ago at Her Majesty's Theatre, I got the support. I was the support act for Ross Ryan.
Okay.
And he had a song called I Am Pegasus.
Oh, yes, I remember that song.
My name means horse.
Yes, yes, I remember that. Yeah.
So he was the star.
Uh-huh.
And I was the support act.
Right.
So I spent the money that they were paying me as the support act.
Yeah.
To have a dancer. I did Mr. Bojangles, and when we got to the solo in Mr. Bojangles, all the lights went out and there was a pin spot went to the left of stage, and this dancer came out with the top hat and tails and danced.
And I'm sure it was better than in
You're bagging me. I'm telling you, I spent the money entertainment. Okay. That was entertainment.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. And her name was Bev Parker anyway, so you've just offended Bev. Anyway,
sorry, Bev.
Yeah, and I got Gary McDonald he was a guitarist in Brisbane, and he cracker hot guitarist, and mm-hmm. I got him and some backup singers.
Oh, wow.
And so I spent all the money I would have had as a support act to Ross Ryan.
Yeah.
I am Pegasus. My name means horse. You know.
Yes.
And his manager came to the rehearsal and saw what I was doing.
Yes.
And I had a lighting plan and all of that.
Even, here you go.
Even though you snickered at my, you know, Mr. Bojangles' pin spot, he saw it. So when the show came on.
Yes.
And I went on stage.
Right.
His manager went upstairs and flicked. He tennis court the whole thing.
Oh, no.
All the lights were on for my show. So I couldn't do I couldn't do the lights down, pin spot, on comes the dancer and all that stuff.
Oh, low act. That's low a act. Low act.
But it gets lower.
Oh.
Because I was a bit miffed.
Oh, I would be too.
Thanks, darling. Because you'll forgive me for what I did next. I finished my bit and Ross Ryan goes out and at Her Majesty's Theatre wasn't really a, you know, now type theatre.
No.
It was like an old vaudeville theatre.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
And Ross Ryan was on stage and he was singing, I am Pegasus, my name means horse.
Yeah.
And I was walking backstage.
I'm talking with a lisp now. What am I doing?
Behind the curtain, I was walking backstage because in Her Majesty's you walked out the back to Elizabeth Street and then up.
Yeah.
So, and it came in from Queen Street.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm behind the curtain in the darkness in Her Majesty's and Ross is out on stage singing. And I saw the lead come under the curtain and go across the back of the stage and plug in.
Okay.
Yeah, for the PA system.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So there's only a 3-pin plug.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
You know, we weren't talking, you know.
No.
Big speakers.
No,
He was out there, I am Pegasus. And I was cheesed because they hadn't given me any lighting. Yeah, yeah. All the lights up.
Yeah.
So as I walked out towards Elizabeth Street, I looked down and went, okay. And I give that lead a boot. And he went, I am Peck. And I started running up Elizabeth Street. I took off. I said, stop y'all.
I am Pegasus. My name is Horse. And I can fly with you. But have changed my course. I am Michael. I am Jeffrey and John. And I don't have to leave you, but I shall be gone. I am Genesis. I have no fear. Stay here. I am Simon. I am Demetrius and John. And I don't want to leave you unless you want me gone. I am flying, but let me down. Why don't you need the things that once kept me around? It's not too late.
Toaster on, grab your coffee and sit back and relax. It's Saturday mornings with Jamie Dunn. With thanks to Seats R Us. And now, here he is, Jamie Dunn.
Thank you, Dan, my good friend from Rockhampton, who we spoke to earlier in the show, and it was good to talk to him too. I loved it to tell you all about Holy Moly and what really happens.
Oh, behind the scenes. Very unglamorous.
Yes, it is. It is. But we did a thing a few weeks ago about growing up in Brisbane, and I know you could be listening in, you know, Perth or Kununurra or, you know, and Cunnamulla. Hello, Tammy. I know you listen in Cunnamulla. And that guy in Texas, what was his name? It's very strange when, you know, here we are talking, but someone in Texas is listening. I
don't know. Like someone overseas.
No, mate, there's another Texas in Queensland.
No,
yes,
yeah.
The overseas Texas.
Lee Kernaghan sings about it, but yes, overseas, mate. Oh, please.
No, I mean like...
No, I haven't finished. God. Give me strength. We were talking about all the things that happened in your backyard in Brisbane when you were growing up, and the choco vine on the back fence was, you know, and they were the most tasteless. I don't know whether they're a fruit or a vegetable, but they were tasteless.
Yeah, they were. They are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did speak to someone the other day and say about the choco vine. They went, oh, yes, the choco vine, yeah. My mum always cooked them in lots of butter. You need lots of butter. And I couldn't think of anything worse. But backyard, we were talking about backyard cricket.
Yeah.
You know.
Over the fence is out.
Over the fence is out. And also there was, you were saying, wasn't there something where if you hit the ball, you have to run?
Yeah, if you hit the ball, even if you just touched it, if you tipped it, you had to run.
It's called tipsy run.
Tipsy run, yeah.
So if you just snicked it, you got to get running.
Yeah.
Otherwise you're gone.
Yes.
And you're out.
Yeah.
And
no one could afford, we didn't have two bats, we only had one bat, so the batsman had to just drop the bat and run.
Yeah. We only had the one bat, unless Grandma was there.
Stop it.
And what was the other thing we were talking about that used to be in every yard? Every yard in Brisbane had one, and it caused so many fights amongst neighbours.
Yeah.
What was it?
It was the old incinerator.
The incinerator.
Yeah.
You could have a fire in your backyard.
Everyone had an incinerator.
You could buy them from the hardware shop.
Yeah, they were made of Besser blocks, weren't they?
Yes. With a little lid and a chimney.
Yeah.
And people would just, they'd burn everything.
Yeah.
You know, spray cans.
And it caused fights because if you didn't get on very well with your neighbours, you'd go hang out your nice, fresh, washed sheets. And they would go and light up their incinerator.
Just the smoke.
Oh, and all the smoke would go over
and the particles.
Yes.
The particles.
All the ash and everything.
There's only one thing worse than that in Brisbane. No matter where you are in Australia, this is the worst thing for sheets on the line in Brisbane, apart from the incinerator that was banned.
Oh,
fruit bat poo.
Oh, yes. Oh. Flying foxes, yeah.
Flying fox poo.
Oh,
oh man. They let them rip from 3,000 feet and it just splatters.
Yeah, it stripped the paint off your car.
Oh, my Lord. It would tear the skin off a rice pudding.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring, bound by wild desire. I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher, and it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. Down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
It's the beginning of the weekend. What are you up to? Making a start on a long-winded list of things you've got to do? Well, I can think of something better, something much more fun. Well, you're in luck. Turn the radio up. It's Saturday mornings with Jamie Dunn.
Well, it is Jamie Dunn, and thank you, Kim Wright, who always answers when you go, how are you going? And he says, I'm living the dream, Jamie, living the dream. And that was the name of his EP, and that he writes little songs for us.
He's
for
good,
our radio.
Isn't he?
Yeah, he's a good bloke.
Very good bloke.
You know, we have lots of good listeners like that.
Yeah.
I can't say I love them, but I do like them very much.
Okay.
Ah, now, Jaden, do you have a woman?
No, single.
Oh.
Good on you.
Oh, you sound relieved.
Hey, when, you know I messes with my boy.
Yeah. When we met, us two, Marie kissed me ever so gently on the lips. Did you not?
True, yes.
Well, you don't want to answer these ones.
What, the first time meeting or?
Yeah, it, yeah.
He was looking pretty down, so I thought I'd
cheer him up a bit.
Yeah. Give him something to live for.
He needs a pick-me-up.
Yeah, exactly, right?
A sympathy kiss, yeah. That's what she gave me. Because I looked, when I met you, I was pretty low. Just shuffling around the room, having photos taken.
I didn't know how quite low you were, but yeah, apparently, in hindsight, you were.
What was that gurgling noise? Was that you?
That was like, it came up from my stomach.
Oh, God.
I haven't eaten, okay?
These microphones will pick up everything. I'm telling a love story and you're burping. It wasn't even a burp.
It was just, I don't
gurgle.
Know.
Gurgle.
Yeah, it was like someone had taken the plug out of a bar.
Like that.
It was like the Elephant Man yodeling. Please. Anyway.
I'll just move back a bit.
She gently kissed me.
Yes.
And here we are. A couple of weeks ago, we had Valentine's Day.
Yes.
And I wouldn't miss it.
No. You're very good like that.
A handwritten card.
Yeah. You're very thoughtful.
I coloured it in and everything.
Yes, it did.
On the piano if you ever come to our place, Jaden.
Yeah.
And I remember sort of writing the final. What was the final thing I said on my card to you?
Something about forever.
Ba boom.
Oh. No, well, tell me.
No, come on.
To infinity and beyond.
Ba boom.
Yours, Jamie. Oh, come on. What was it?
You're my reason.
Oh, that's lovely, Jamie.
Yeah, I'm glad you remembered it.
Well, look, if I forget it, you can write the same thing next year, all right?
What did I buy you?
You bought me a big poinciana tree.
A 5-metre poinciana tree.
Yeah.
And I have to buy a 5-metre tree, which was a little expensive.
Yeah.
Because with the way my health is, I need something to sit under immediately.
There's no waiting for it to grow.
No, I can't wait for a tree to grow. No. I have to sit straight under it with my wife.
Port one morning when the weather it was fair, a gentle breeze that pushed them, but no one gave a care. They sang and danced and laughed that night and opened up a keg. They're out to catch the monster whale that took the captain's life. The captain said a piece of gold for he who sees me well. So bend your backs and row me, lads, I know that we won't fail. Bend your backs and row me, lads, and take me to me well. Tonight we sing and dance and tomorrow night we sail. We sail into the harbour and the proud of men there'll be. We'll show them all we capture, the monster from the sea. They saw the whale one morning when the weather it was fair. The men were white as ghosts, the captain didn't care. I'll take that well myself, he said, the weak can stay behind. The strong can share my glory, tonight I'll share my wine. The whale came up close. closer, it was bigger than the sky. They lowered down the longboats and they heard the captain cry.
Ho!
Bend your backs and row me, lads, and take me to me well. Tonight we sing and dance and tomorrow night we sail. We're sailing to the harbour and the proud of men they'll be. We'll show them all we've captured, the monster from the sea.
God help us all!
It almost hit the boat. The captain raised his spear and he rammed it down its throat. The whaler gave a mournful cry and lifted its great tail and brought it down a smashing. There we both worse than a gale. 100 years have passed since the captain and his men went below to spend the days in Davy Jones's den. The whaler goes on living, but inside it wears a scar. And if ever you're near that place, a voice calls from afar. Bend your backs and row me, lads, and take me to me well. Tonight we sing and dance, and tomorrow night we sail. We're sailing to the harbour, and the proud of men they'll be. We show them all we've captured, a monster from the sea. We show them all we've captured, a monster from the sea. We show them all we've captured, a monster from the sea.
Radio service and all the way around Australia, it's Saturday mornings with Jamie Dunn.
I think I told you that, you know, one of my schoolmates passed away over the last few days, and we went off to the funeral. And Rod was, you know, wonderful man, and, you know, I guess, like I say, death is a part of life, comes to us all, we can't avoid it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, sitting in that chapel,
yeah,
and going through his life,
yes,
I think it's for the people that are left behind, isn't it?
The funeral.
Is that how you see it?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was sitting there, and these two mongrel flies. They crawled all over my bald patch, up my nostrils, in my ears, on my wrists, remember?
Yeah, they were on your wrists.
They kept, and, you know, I did say to them, I'm at a funeral. Get off me. But they didn't. They kept coming back.
I know. I think they liked the moisturiser that you rubbed in.
The moisturiser?
Yeah, I didn't. Remember you moisturised your...
I did. Yeah. I've got moisturiser that attracts funeral flies.
Funeral flies.
Oh, my God. And I sat there and I knew that my school friends from behind me, yeah. Irene, John Newcomb, mm-hmm. you know, Cecily,
mm-hmm.
All behind me, and I just felt they were going, look at all the flies buzzing around Jane. Like, oh, my God. It was... They were just after me, weren't they? Initially, I thought it was one that was irritating. You know when a fly gets on your eyelid and you go, get that.
Yeah.
And it gets in your ear and goes,
yeah.
Oh, man. But then I realised they were tag team. Like one fly would do a little bit of an irritation thing, walk across your lip or something.
Yeah.
And then he'd go back and tag team. The other guy would come in and just land on your forehead.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, man. Or Irish dance on your bald patch. Oh, man, it was horrible.
Yeah.
What do they do? Do flies throw up or do they poo on you?
God, I don't
What do they do?
Ew, I don't know. I don't want to think about it.
They do. Okay.
People are eating breakfast. It's not going.
No, there. I can do that. You know that they take their front two arms and go like that, and they look around a lot. They go, oh, where are we? What are we doing? And I'm saying to them, I'm at a funeral. Get off me!
Yeah.
I was sitting down having me lunch today when a strange sight caught me eye. A dirty big blowy was hitching a ride on the back of another fly. Then I looked across at the window where a louver it was broke. They were flying in like Siamese twins and I almost bloody choked. They were joined in copulation on the armrest of the chair. All increasing population, fornicating everywhere. They were shagging in the kitchen, they were shagging in the hall, all keeping perfect rhythm with a clock upon the wall. Then one randy blue-ass bastard with affection for the dead spies a fly stuck to the paper hanging just above me head. And he posthumously rapes a git stuck up there like a bat. Oh, if you were a fly and you had to die, would you like to die like that? Well, me dad came home from working hard, all buggered hot and dry. Said, if I don't have a coldie soon, I'm surely gonna die. No sooner had he poured it out when Lordy had a fit. When a double-decker duo down upon the froth they lit. And as they swam, they humped and drank and breaststroke round the glass. The electric light was gleaming bright off his iridescent ass. Then thoroughly drunk, they finally sunk at last when the beer went flat. Or if I were a fly and I had to die, I'd like to die like that. Well, the family were all sitting down the evening meal to dine. A great big chook that Mum had cooked, it really looked divine. Then those double-decker blowies reappeared from everywhere. Depravity was on the wing and lust was in the air. They were scruffing in the stuffing and on the potatoes. And one was chock-a-block perched upon the parson's nose. It was quick, but it was messy as down came the swatter splat. Or if you were a fly and you had to die, would you like to die like that? If you were a fly and you had to die, would you like it quick and clean? And eat the ties before your eyes with Peebo or Mortine. But of all the ways to die, I'd like to drown in beer the best. But I'll be happy, you know, when it's time to go, if I go on the nest. I'll be happy, you know, when it's time to go, if I go on the nest.
That laugh at the end always makes me laugh.
I know.
What is it about laughter?
It's contagious.
I love it. I listened last week when we made ourselves laugh. You know, I can make myself laugh. And, Jaden, you just went off. It was great. You're a happy soul.
Mm. Yeah, I just laugh at anything. Just a breeze can go by and I start laughing. Like, just that kind of giggly of a person.
How sad is that? Okay, let's move on. Now, what did you want to talk about?
Who?
Duh.
No, well, we were at home on Sunday night.
No, start again. We were at home Sunday night.
We were at home on Sunday night.
Yes.
And we got a couple of messages come through to say that they had just seen you on TV.
Yes.
Naked.
I know.
So what was that about?
Well, you know, I think it was Channel 7 do flashbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, they must have done, years ago, I came up with an idea to broadcast in the nude. So you do your breakfast show, so you put newspaper all over the glass.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And you simply broadcast in the nude. I call it International Nude Day. And Billboard magazine, Cashbox magazine, you know, like Picture magazine, it went nuts.
Really?
Absolutely nuts. Just, yeah, well, it did go nuts. Now that I think about it. Yeah, but we broadcast in the nude.
Mm-hmm. So who was that? You and who else?
Ian Skippin.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. He was a bit nervous.
Was he?
Because, you know, like I'm kind of comfortable with what I am.
Yeah, what you look like.
Yeah, 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 naked. Yeah. It doesn't worry me naked.
No, no. No,
I feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And he came in wearing a cod piece.
Oh, no way, really?
Yeah, I said to him, I said, mate, you know, it's not going to work if you're covered up.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, oh, I'm just a little embarrassed, Jamie. And I won't say why he was embarrassed.
Oh, come on, Tyler.
But I said to him, no, it's only you and me in here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take the cod piece off because it'll work better if yeah. we're both naked.
Yeah.
And he reluctantly took the cod piece off and I went, oh, my God.
Oh, look.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
I'm just pointing at it.
Got a home down on the river. I'm married to the woman of my dreams. Got a good truck that gets me down the highway. Everything is perfect, or so it seems. Mama and daddy come by sometimes, and everything is fine. Singing late at night when the moon gets bright. Sunday morning, hear the church bells ringing. Let us go and see who's getting baptized. We're gonna take us a Sunday drive, 'cause everything is fine. Sunshine and the rain, I got a peace of mind. You know I can't complain. I'll make it a point to thank the Lord when I got him on the line. I'm feeling good and everything is fine. Same job down at the warehouse. I ain't never been rich, but I sleep at night. Got a little girl that looks like her mama. She likes it when daddy tucks her in real tight. One night this week we're gonna have a fish fry, 'cause everything is fine. Through the sunshine and the rain, I got a peace of mind. You know I can't complain. I make it a point to thank the Lord when I got him on the line. I'm feeling good and everything is fine. Is fine.
Pop the kettle on and slip on your slippers while he slides in behind the microphone. It's time for Saturday Mornings with Jamie Dunn. And now, here he is, the man himself. Morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Dan, the man from Rockhampton. Well, that's it for us today. We're cooked. We're over. We're finished.
Aww.
Stick a fork in me. I'm done, darling.
I had a good time this morning. It was
lovely.
Fun. Lots of laughs. I got sore cheeks from laughing.
I know. That's what you get for marrying me.
Yeah, that's true.
You can ask any of the other six.
Oh, you've only told me about two, so.
What's up, Jaden? It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, this will be an interesting weekend. Six. Later, Jaden.
Well, you're going to be with me for the rest of my life, so.
True. That's true.
That could be next Thursday. We just don't know, do you?
You don't know.
No.
That's right. You don't know.
No.
Make it all count.
Yeah, you got to.
Mm-hmm.
Because you just never know.
Not a dress rehearsal.
No, exactly. I am hoping that you go first.
I know you are.
Because so I can have one more shot at another marriage.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
All right, we will see you next Saturday before I get myself into too much trouble. We'll see
bye.
You then.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Saturday mornings with Jamie Dunn. 98.9 FM for the best country. With thanks to Seats R Us. Good morning, Australia.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.